Welcome back.
Welcome back, my people.
Hey, I've been waiting for this because Lee has the tea. Lee has the tea. That's the hashtag. He was doing the reaction video. We couldn't disclose any details, obviously, because it was all happening at that time. But now Lee is here. He's back. Fresh from Dubai.
Dubai.
What was it saying out there, G? Let's start from when you first got out there. Like, what was the vibe?
Okay, so we first got out there now. So we've come to the airport. The cars are not there. That's meant to pick us up.
Playing games.
So, yeah, we got to the hotel now.
Where was you saying?
So we stayed in a place called The Rove, City Walk.
Okay, okay.
Hotel was... So we got there now. Got in there, looked at the room. My bed at home's bigger. looked at the wardrobe. Like, it's smaller than like a single wardrobe. Not like a single wardrobe, like a single, like, unit wardrobe.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, how can I put a drip on this? I got too much drip.
The drip can't work for this wardrobe.
I got too much drip in the suitcase. How's it going to work?
It gets like that. When you start dripping, like, you run out of space.
As soon as I put down my bag now, I didn't even unpack. I just texted the group. I said, listen, I can't stay in this hotel.
I said, hey, Lee's always got a problem with accommodation.
I said, I can't. You know?
Had a problem.
If I leave my house, I've got to leave to somewhere better. No, you know what I'm saying?
Or that's my rule. That is my rule. If I'm leaving my crib, got to be better.
I thought, nah. I sent a message to the group and I said, listen, this place is dead. I can't stay here. So I set up, opened up my laptop, done some online coaching, a few clients checking in.
As you do.
But it's not even like, they didn't even give me a seat. It's like a stool. Like a little stool.
I thought you man was doing it. What star is this hotel?
I don't know where it is.
I thought this was a 5-star thing.
I don't know, but that's where all the fighters and that is. So, yeah, Deddy said, listen, I'm not staying here.
Yeah.
Either. So, we end up going to the Five. JBC. Proper place.
Yeah.
Had the missus coming over. So, a little nice little hotel.
Yeah, the Five, that's where I stayed out there. That's a 30, yeah, so, 30 spot. Five Palm.
Yeah. So, yeah, we end up going to the Five. And it was much better because that hotel where everyone was in was too hectic. You got all like you got the presenters there, fighters there, people taking interviews there. Yeah. So people that's always on your case.
You know, man, like Fred as well. Hey, you see Fred? Shout out to Fred.
He's hungry, man.
He's hungry and the work ethic is brazy, but this guy's everywhere, bro. Breaking up fights.
Yeah.
Interviewing, man. Red jumper gang.
Red gang.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Fred, though. But yeah, you have to move over to the Five because that's the standard of living that. It is for you.
It's comfortable, isn't it? Comfortable. So yeah, went to the Five, and then from then, that was the Monday.
Was there? Was weighing and that, isn't it? Weighing and all that. Done a weighing.
Obviously you did official weighing, whatnot, medical, and then done the proper weighing.
Did you see Floyd and his team before the day?
Oh yeah, we saw them around at the press conference and stuff.
Yeah, but around.
Yeah, you see them around. Yeah. They was rolling deep. They had like probably about 15 G wagons with TMT logo on it. All there. Crazy.
Squatted out.
Yeah, squatted out. Hella people. The entourage was big.
Yeah,
Big. You know how he does it, man. TMT, man.
Security guard. You know that. What's his name? Diesel.
Oh, yeah, that tall big one. 6'7". Yeah, 6'7". Diesel, you know.
Big U.
Yeah, he was there.
But overall. Yeah. Oh, what did you bump into anyone else out there? Cause I know it was basically, you see Andrew Tate was in the crowd, Lauren Sokoli.
I didn't get to see no one in the crowd like that. So obviously Woodley, when he come by the ring, I was around seeing obviously John Fury and Tommy and them about. Yeah, he had his little security around him.
He had little security. Tommy?
Yeah, he had about 7 men.
All right, rolling around
with 7 men. Okay, TNT, not TMT. TNT.
Yeah, I see that. You know, it's TNT. A bit. Knowing the event you're on and that, you know what I mean? It looked too close, but I hear it.
It's all right, but you could tell that the organisers of the event are not from a boxing background.
Right.
I don't think they even watch boxing like that or boxing
fanatics.
They
were just trying to get...
Yeah, it's got bread.
And numbers.
The owner is obviously a billionaire and then the second man is a millionaire. So they've got money. That's just enjoy this, innit? Like entertainment. Basically,
because when I was watching it, bro, I was like, "Raw, this is like watching Monday Night Raw."
It was funny,
this is like wrestling, bro.
It was like funny because on like the Tuesday night or the Wednesday night, the owners of it, their own Bagnatelle, it's like a restaurant, right? Okay. So they've made all the fight.
Restaurant Out in Dubai.
Yeah, out in Dubai, but it's global. Like global. He's saying Mykonos, London.
Oh, right. Okay. Like, and everywhere. Like, it's like a gaucho, like just no, a chain.
Up.
What, like an Inca level?
Yes.
See, man, you gotta know, you know what I mean? For the people at home, get
But they've bought, okay, every fighter's got to come to this. Mm. Starts at 11 p.m. Mm. 11 p.m. at night.
What, dinner?
Dinner.
What?
Exactly.
11 p.m. 11 at night.
11 p.m. in fight week, dinner.
Did you go?
Yeah, we had to go, innit? It would have been like disrespectful if you don't go.
Yeah, I hear it. But I like, hear it. And then you didn't have to make weight like
but
that.
But yeah, some people came, showed face for about 5 minutes and left, didn't even eat. Like,
yeah, because bro, I'm fighting.
And then like obviously those dress codes and that.
So you some people dress up chatter. All smart. Yeah. 11 p.m. yeah. at night to come and eat. What's it called? Bagatelle.
Yeah, Bagatelle. Yeah.
Bagatelle. Yeah. Mm. At 11 p.m. at night, fight week.
Yeah, all on the house. I took the mitware with the menu, but I was ordering everything. Boy.
Yeah, I know this guy's probably getting everything, getting them weird things like oysters and all
bro,
that
things
shit,
I don't even eat. No shell. I don't, like there was lobster. I just ordered it for the sake of
just
it.
Just cause,
isn't it? Little young lobster. And lobster
ain't even got much on it.
Yeah, let's order it. Let me see what it looks
just
like.
Just cause, is they gonna drag you out of the crib? Of course, you get me.
Yeah, so that was long. Mm. John Fury nearly never got in because he's wearing shorts and a hat, but he got in. Then yeah, they came in. Tommy and that. Mm. I think there was too many of them around the little table, so just left.
Fair enough.
So it was a weird one. It was a weird one.
It looked like it was gonna be one of them weird weeks, just based on all the personalities that's there.
Yeah.
You see Tate out there. You see Andrew out there.
No, I never got to see him.
You would have got a picture with his brother.
I went by the gym, that TK gym. But yeah, I thought we would have been around
Tam
it.
Khan's
it
gym.
Yeah. Mm. But he's a busy man. I think when he knew Jake Paul was there, they probably had business or whatnot.
Right. Tam's gym's nice though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. Nice location.
Got the two rings on the roof and that.
Yeah, it's hot up there though.
It's hot up there. That's what you call mental
location
training.
Wise, beautiful location. Mm. Beautiful views.
The views.
But yeah.
And they got the cage as well, innit?
Yeah, got a cage there.
Yeah, Tam's done well with that TK MMA gym out there, because everyone's gone out there to use that. Like when they're out there, they'll use it. So shout out to him putting that together. Do you know what I mean? So then come through to fight night now. This is where
fight night.
This is the bit I was waiting for. Mm. Yeah. So fight night. Oh yeah. You know, actually, for people that don't know, how's the arena? The Coca-Cola Arena. Is it a nice spot or standard?
No, it's nice. Yes, the changing rooms, one of the best changing rooms I've been in.
Okay,
one of the best changing rooms, spacious, good changing rooms and whatnot. Behind the scenes, it looks good, neat.
Yeah.
The arena's all right.
Okay, cool.
It's not crazy big. It's not like O2 Arena.
Wait, what is it? How big is it? 15?
I think they said 15.
Yeah.
But it seems a bit smaller than 15, but it's 15. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair play. So now Lee enters the Coca-Cola Arena.
Yeah.
And he had to stand up for the truth and rights.
Yeah, come on, man.
How did it go down? Because we know there was the discussion about the gloves.
Yeah, so we got there into the arena now. We got there a bit late. Mm. So, yeah, got there a bit late. So we went in the changing room, took out the gloves. Deji's got his purple and gold gloves by Fly.
Oh, yeah, you know you like
so, yeah, so then obviously, usually in boxing events, the day before, you hand the gloves to the commission or whatnot.
That's right.
Hold the gloves, they check the gloves
even
and whatnot.
A couple days before.
Yeah, a couple days before sometimes. But that wasn't the case. So we went to fight night, we've gone there with our gloves. So we thought, let's go and show Floyd the gloves and see his gloves.
Mm.
Got there now. Daily said to Leon, said to me, come, let's go into the change room and see Floyd, yeah? I said, all right, cool. Yeah. Gone there. Daily's holding the gloves, yeah? He showed Floyd. Floyd looked at it like, What are they?
Yeah.
So they're 14s. Listen, I ain't wearing. I'm wearing 10s. I've got 10s. It's 10 ounces.
Since when? Since when was that the agreement?
So then it was like, bro, like in our contract, it says 14, isn't it? But in his contract, it said 10s. So it's down to the promoters.
Right.
They said in that contract,
Deji,
you got 14.
He's abiding by his, you're abiding by yours, so but it's supposed to be the same.
Flair's got the grants. To match the outfit,
of course. So it was like, as he does,
can't you wear the spare pair of the flies? He took them now. So what's these girls' gloves?
He ain't gonna catch man in no other glove.
Come on, man.
Other than winning and Grant.
That's it.
That is. He was never about to endorse Fly.
He was disgusted by a Fly. He's probably thinking, what is this?
He was not gonna endorse Fly.
So I was like, he was like, oh, we've got spare gloves for Deji, innit? If he wants to wear like 10s, I've got spare. He took out Cleo Reyes.
Yeah,
like the standard ones, though. Like, so it's not even like the the punching custom, one, the custom, custom yeah, not the custom
So it's the safety ones. Yeah.
So I said, but can't we at least have the same ones as you?
Yeah.
He said, oh no, these are custom for me. Boom, boom, boom. I said, I don't know if this is gonna work. I said, listen, it's not gonna work. They've gone back to the changing room now. Told Deji what's going on and whatnot. So nah, it's just in his mind, he's thinking, why does my man want to wear 10 ounce gloves?
Yeah, of course, that's going to put a different sort of.
So remember, you got to remember what we see Floyd do to his last opponent, that Japanese boy.
Yeah, it was on smoke.
Yeah, on smoke. So in his mind now, Deji, I think he's worrying, isn't it? Oh, this guy must be trying to come and knock me out.
Head off. Yeah.
Who is this exhibition?
I would think that.
So, yeah, of course. If someone wants to wear 10s.
Yeah.
So yeah, so now Flair's like, gone back now. Flair's like, I don't care. He can win bare knuckles if he wants. I'm Floyd Mayweather. It's like getting on that one.
What? What's the amping for? You know he's gonna start amping. Why are you amping?
I don't know, but he's trying to show off in front of the people around him. He can if he wants, he can grab a piece of wood. I'm Floyd Mayweather. So I was like, listen, I'm thinking of the safety of my fighter, right?
Yeah, which is your job.
So he's not at the level to be wearing 10 ounce gloves against you.
Mm.
Obviously, feeding to the ego. You're the TBE. You're the best ever.
Yeah.
This guy's a novice compared to you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the least experienced fighter to share the ring with you. You know what I'm saying? Just take it easy. Bam, bam, bam. Wear the 14s.
He's
not wearing the 14s. He's not bowing down, innit? He's not bowing down. So I was like, I'm speaking to his people now. He said, no, he's just going to move around with him. Have fun, innit?
Yeah.
I said, I've got to think of the safety of my fighter, innit? I said, listen. His mum's a nice old Christian woman. She's going to be sitting front row. She's not here to see her son get knocked out.
Right.
It's an exhibition, you know what I'm saying? Just have fun and get paid. Then obviously, them man gave me a word and whatnot, shook my hand and whatnot. So yeah, that was it. Then I've gone back to the changing room, but Deji wants to wear the, what do you call it? Because they've given me the clitoris now. The clitoris is a red. Deji's outfit's purple.
Yeah, so he's like, yeah, it's not going.
He's looking at it, thinking, ah, then I can see like, he don't know what to do now, innit?
He feels stuck.
But me, what I was trying to say, I said, if you want to wear the 14s, wear the 14s, innit? After the fight, you can say, boy, I was wearing 14s, my man was wearing
10s.
It
makes you look better.
It makes him look like a demon. Yeah, exactly. That was my thought behind it. And then we're going back and forth. We're not sure now. Look, what's going on?
Mm.
We're trying to get Flair to wear the 14s. People are coming back and forth for changing rooms. Then the promoters are come. And whatnot.
That's why, bro, we're at home, yeah? So you can see it from our side, yeah? Mm. We're at home, middle of the night, thinking, where's these man? Because all I'm seeing is hella B-roll.
Yeah, because remember, time's ticking now.
Yeah, I'm seeing hella B-roll and presenters saying, man.
It's like,
where's the fight?
It's the thing where, Deji, do you want to fight or not?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So we're down to that now. Then Deji's just in two minds, isn't it? He wants the 14s, and he's going to sound 14s and whatnot.
That's what he mentally... Yeah.
Of course.
He agreed to the fight based on the terms he was sent.
Exactly.
And if you come with tens, it ain't it.
Yeah. So now JJ's in a changing room. Now he's asking him, like, Deji, what do you want to do? You have to make up the mind. Now people's coming in, the management's coming in, commission's coming in and whatnot. Then we've gone into like another room now, like in the changing room, just like the shower part and that. And we're talking. I said, listen, now if we fight, we're going to fight in 10 ounce gloves, but now we need more money.
Yeah.
Because now,
it's a different
job. It becomes
job.
More dangerous, right?
Yeah, it's a different job.
So in order for it to go on, we need danger money.
Mm.
We need more money.
Mm-hmm.
So they negotiated a fee.
Compensation.
You got extra money. You have to compensate a man for their time 100. And their risk.
100.
You know what I'm saying?
100.
So got more money. And then they came with some other gloves, them black and gold gloves, some Churchill or something.
Okay, yeah.
I've never heard of them.
I think I've seen them a couple of times before.
Yeah.
But they're not.
I put my hand in them. They just look mad, boy.
No protection?
Yeah, look weird. Like, it looked like
Churchill glove.
You know, you get them boxing things. Like when you're a kid, like the stick and the ball, you get cheap gloves with it. It felt like
that's
that.
How the Churchill was feeling.
It felt like some cheap ass gloves. But yeah, so but remember, we've warmed up and prepared before.
Mm.
So Deji's cold for like 45 minutes, contemplating if he's gonna fight or not. So the adrenaline dump's gone now.
Of course, because he's had too much to think about.
And then obviously, know what the biggest shock was. They was trying to rush Deji now, saying, oh, no, the fight needs to happen, whatnot, blah, blah, blah. And then it came out, I don't know, JJ must have asked something.
Mm.
And then they were saying, no, like, because people will put bets on. And JJ was like, huh?
Bets?
Bro, I was so, huh?
Wait, what do you mean? Who?
There was bets on the fight.
But it's an exhibition.
Exactly. That was me and JJ's plan. So how can you bet?
Yeah.
Bro, they said there's bets on the fight. People from the money team and then the promoter were saying, yeah, there's bets on the fight.
This is...
Bro, I couldn't believe it. So that's now I'm hearing there's bets on the fight. I'm thinking, bro. So imagine...
Man went people are betting, teams.
Yeah.
There's bets.
So does he want to knock him out in a particular round? I'm thinking...
Oh yeah, for real.
So that's what I'm thinking in my mind now. Like, so now I'm praying
it's too much thinking before the fight. Yeah, I'm like, thinking, it's crazy. Ooh,
this is getting techie now. Now I'm hearing there's bets on.
Mm.
You get me? Because I know from the Muay Thai background as well, when you bet on fights, you bet on rounds as well, innit? And it's underground.
Right, so now I'm thinking it must be
underground bets. It's meant to be an exhibition. What's going on?
Like commentary.
Yeah, exactly. Commentary. Like a blood sport, for real. So yeah, then Deji's made up his mind. Because at the end of the day, it's an opportunity of a lifetime, isn't it? It's an opportunity of a lifetime.
It is.
I said to him as well, them man gave, I don't know what their words worth, but they gave me the words that they're not going to try and kill you out there like that.
Yeah.
So,
he went to the completely opposite side of the spectrum. Don't he say, I'm going to dance, I'm going to do something weird.
So, opportunity of a lifetime. I said, go out there. But remember, the plan I gave Deji, from when the fight was first mentioned, I said, listen, the only way we can beat Floyd, is to play fool to catch wise.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so in the press conference and everything, feed into his ego.
Yeah,
pick him up. Let him know he's the greatest.
Yeah,
when you go out there, don't even go out there, be soft, be gentle, act like you don't really know what you're doing. But in the last round, give it your all.
Right.
Give it, tuck your chin and go for it.
Well, Floyd said the same, he had the same game plan.
And remember as well, it was meant to be 8-2s.
Yeah, that's
on,
bro.
On the day of the fight, it came out 6-2s.
Yeah. That's what, because you know what? Even when we was watching it, like on at home, on the timer, it said 1 of 8, 2 of 8.
Yeah.
So it was like supposed to be 8.
Mm.
But then I knew it was 6, but I still see the timer team was saying 8.
Yeah, no, so I was confused. Yeah, so 6-2s. Mm. And then when Deji was coming back to the corner, I was like to him, that was the 5th round. This is the last round. He was a bit shocked, like, huh? I said, it's the last round, bro. Go for it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Try it, fam.
But yeah, so then obviously, we've walked out after all that discussion about wearing the gloves and whatnot. Deji decided to wear the 10-ounce gloves, the black and gold ones. I think he chose them ones because it sort of goes with the outfit closer than the red.
Floyd had his 10s.
And then, so being in a corner was a weird one. It was just like, see when you described, what was that show when you said the fans were right behind your back?
Oh, the show started.
Yeah. It was similar like that.
Yeah.
Everyone was there. It was too crammed.
It was, I could see it was busy.
People were shouting over my shoulder. I said, shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's been uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
It's random people you don't know who are in.
Yeah.
They have access to a space they shouldn't be in, bro. So you don't know what you're just like, right, what am I doing? Yeah. And you're coaching. I wasn't even coaching. I was commentating.
Yeah.
And I'm commentating. I'm thinking, yo, everyone is behind me. You're trying to actually concentrate on there. Yeah. And then you had Floyd chatting. I knew it. I was like, yo, Floyd's chatting to Lee right now.
Oh yeah, let me rewind, come back, selector. So yeah. So now
back.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Before the fight, right? When the fighters are wrapping their hands, a representation of the other team has to come and watch alongside the commission.
Right.
So we're watching Floyd. It's me. I went in there now. Remember, there's like 50-odd people in that changing room, the money team changing room. Gyalem, Manem, Bear Bling.
Hey. Gyalem. Champ life.
Champ life, music pumping.
Mm.
So now his coach is doing his hands now. And then he's about to stack. So stacking is basically when you put tape over bandage, then you put bandage again and try and go tape.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In majority of states, you're not allowed to do that. It's illegal.
It's illegal.
So I've seen him do that and I said, hey. And then the commission said, hey, you're not allowed to do that. Then he tried to say, it's not illegal. What do you mean? Well, I'm a world champion. Try to come on them ones. I said, listen, it's illegal for stacking.
You know what, it's not illegal,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And he knows as well.
But when they was trying to do, they were trying to do it over the Meta carpools.
Okay.
But remember, he's got soft, delicate hands. So that's the reason I think he was doing it.
Yeah.
And they weren't trying to aim and do it over the knuckles.
Fair. But it's still stacking. Yeah.
So yeah, they tried to argue with me and the commission for a bit. And then one of his guys, I think it might have been a manager or something, must have said something to me.
Amazing.
But he doesn't know. Like, he must have said something to me. And I said, listen, I don't care about that, blah, blah, blah. Then he must have told me to be quiet or something. I said, huh? I said, listen, you cannot make me be quiet. And if you can, try a thing. Try a thing. So now I'm getting, see that when I get hot now, yeah? My palms starting to get sweaty now. I'm getting hot now. So I'm looking at him now, and he's trying to come a bit close to me, so I have to show him the strength.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then we was arguing back and forth. I said, stop the long talk, let's do something then.
Yeah, because that's really what it was.
Let's do something then. You know what I'm saying? I said to him, look, I looked around the room and you're not the fighter here. I said, you're not the threat here. I said, there's some people in here that are tough, but you're not one of them.
What's everyone else in the room doing?
Everyone's looking at me like, rah, this guy's mad. Because I'm on my own, innit?
Yeah,
I'm surrounded. I'm not backing down. I'm holding already, we can do this.
So, a few
of the OGs from the money team, now, they're trying to talk to me on the side.
On the OG
I allow it, like, this guy's annoying. Like, he always does things like that. But
yeah, when you got your own team talking about you, but like,
remember,
then...
but remember, there's big, they got like cameras going around in it. There's big cameras, like TMT cameras in there. So I'm thinking, no way they can try and think they can meet. Oh,
embarrass
me. I don't mind. If they want to do the Russian team, we can do the Russian team.
Yeah.
But the first man that comes is going to sleep. The second man is coming to go to sleep. And I'll do my thing. I don't mind. Yeah. Bro.
See, when it comes to fighting,
yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm on a different level because I understand the game.
Yeah.
I've been fighting all my life.
All your life.
I don't mind. I'll do my thing. Whoever comes, I don't mind. If I have to grab and bite.
Then he'll grab and bite. Listen.
There's no rules. I'm from a place of no rules. And the first couple people that come, it's long for them. They're leaving with scars.
That's why it's not good. That's not good for people like us to
fight. Once they saw that, they saw my level now, bam, bam, bam. He had to back down, innit?
Okay, fair. Because he knows he ain't
gonna
really
other people, the other people, like a few P Rilla on that, was talking to me afterwards.
Okay.
And Bling, you know, Bling, yeah, the DJ, Bling. And that. They were talking to me after because they understood where I was coming from, innit? Mm. But it ain't no back down thing, it ain't no clan thing. So, yeah.
And they respect, and then they have to respect a man that said, yo, I'm on my sword. Yeah. So.
Now, I don't know if who it is. It might be Floyd Mayweather's S&C coach, a tall, dark skinned brother. I think it's Kane or Keane fit or something.
I didn't even know Floyd had an S&C coach.
Yeah, I think he might be an S&C coach. He's always then he started talking to me and that and talking about Deji and whatnot. Now, just trying to persuade me that the fight's going to go all right. It's not going to be a mad one.
Mm.
Then, in the ring there, I'm looking at Deji in his eyes. I can see the nerves a bit. Everything's setting
in
now.
Of course,
during the training camp, he wasn't taking it serious. He was slacking. I was getting onto him. I told him about himself countless times. Mm. Probably shouting at him.
I told him a few times in the build-up.
But
bro,
it's hard because in his mind he's thinking I'm fighting Floyd. If I lose, it might be mine. I remember he's coming from 3 losses.
Of course.
Losing ain't no.
And this is an exhibition.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah,
you know what I mean,
Logan lost to Floyd. And he's still, you know what I'm saying.
He knows there's no shame in it.
Yeah, there's no shame in it. So really? I think that's going through his mind. So when as you can see, the first couple of rounds, he looked super nervous. Usually, you see that. Bro, usually more time when I'm watching Deji spar, I have to tell him to put your hands up.
Because he's too confident, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he's over.
But this time that, his hands were up, super up. His hands went down as usual. He knew the danger. And I think it was a case where he was thinking, I don't want to do something too good or too sharp or land something because the payback or the counter is going to be stupid. I don't want to annoy Mabel for him to turn it up. So I think that fear was sort of there.
Mm.
But throughout the round, he started getting a bit more confidence. But when it got to around like round 4, I was like, bro, you need to start doing something, man. Like, it becomes embarrassing.
Because we're nearly finished.
See,
like, the fight's nearly finished now.
See,
bro,
like, from a young age, my granddad said to me, don't fear no man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fear someone who breathes the same air as you, that bleeds like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Only fear the Most High. Mm-hmm. Can't fear a man. Can't give a man too much respect.
It's true.
If someone hit, as my family always told me from the get-go, from when I went to nursery, if anyone hits you, hit them back.
That's the rules.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to be a man. You got to be a man in there. You got to give something back.
That's what it was. That's what we were screaming for. We're not expecting you to smoke Floyd, bro.
Yeah.
No one's expecting you to. But I want you to.
Yeah.
I want Floyd to say to you after you try, bro.
Yeah.
I felt. I respect that.
Have some cojones,
man. Don't let
some
man
balls,
son
man.
You.
Yeah,
you
can't
know
let
no one son you. He ain't your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a dad.
Exactly.
That he looks exactly like.
Exactly.
And he doesn't need to let a man son him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's true. So, so that happened. Then he started to pick it up a bit.
Mm.
But then when it got to round 5, round 6, now I was like to Deji, we need to see something now. I said, listen, do your thing. I'll hold the towel. I'll throw it in. Do your thing.
Did you say
this to him? I said, of course I said that to him.
Okay.
I said, listen, do your thing. I've got the towel here. Now, nothing's going to happen to you. You're safe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You're safe.
You know, at least you can get. Like,
so now, but remember, my initial game plan was playful to catch Wise.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, Did you listen to the game plan?
No, he's just playing fool. He didn't do the catch wise,
in my mind, I'm thinking, wow, I'm seeing it like, bro, like everything's coming true because Mayweather's dancing now. You got to remember, he's the best defender ever.
Ever.
So with him, if you alert him straight away in the fight, yeah, he's going to go into defensive mode and he ain't going to get out of it.
And you ain't going
to
hit him.
His spider senses are too crazy.
Yeah.
But now he's partying, he's dancing, he's talking to people.
He's switched off.
I'm thinking, wow, Leon, you're a genius. I'm thinking, Leon, you are a
play
genius.
You play TV, bro, into the trap.
Wow, we can do this now. I'm thinking, Leon, you're a genius. So it comes to round six now. I said, Deji, you have to give it your all now. This is it. Play for to catch. Why have we done it? His defense is now. Give it your go. I said, don't worry about technique. Go ballistic. I said, just go ballistic. If I see you do something mad, then just give me the sign. Yeah, I'll throw the towel in. You know what I'm saying? Go mad.
Yeah.
Give me the sign and I'll throw the towel in. We'll end on the back.
You told him you can get out at any time.
It's only 2 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes of ballistic stuff. I said, now is your time to be great. This was his time here, that window of opportunity to get out of his brother's shadow to rewrite history.
It was.
Go ballistic.
Because in my mind, I was thinking, and I said this as well in the video, I said, bro, when you hear clap, 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 you know it's 10 seconds.
That's it.
Dash the bangs.
Go ballistic. Because
you can run to your stool.
Bro.
In 10 seconds, you can run away to your stool. So you might as well dash smoke at him.
Bro, seeing life yet, there's certain windows of opportunities you get that will never come round again. I think that was the window of opportunity to embarrass Floyd. I don't think no one else would do it now.
Nah. The thing is, with the way that he fought, he still managed to get him in his eye.
Still bust his eye.
What shot was it?
I think it was a cross. I think when he moved his head off the line.
He did try. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Imagine
catch him with an uppercut, a slam.
He caught him with a couple shots when he started throwing.
But obviously he was holding back out of fear of what happens with the counter, because in his mind he's thinking, this is the best counter puncher ever.
Best defender, best counter puncher. Yeah,
so I don't want to piss him off.
And you know, man's the way he moves and stuff. Like,
yeah.
And remember, Deji ain't been boxing that long.
No, he hasn't.
And then you end up with someone like him in front of you. It's like, yo, this is not misfits. But, do you know what I mean?
I want him to enjoy the moment a bit more.
Mm.
I want to enjoy
rather
the moment
fear
a bit more.
Rather than fear the moment.
Playful, catch wise, should have gave it his all. In the last round.
So in the last round, when you knew Floyd was going to come out and smoke, innit?
I knew he was going to, because remember, I think it was round five where he got hit in the eye, innit?
Yeah.
So yeah, I knew now.
Because I was watching it, I was like,
round four or round five, that's when I started holding the towel in my hand.
Okay.
I was ready. Because remember, his mum's there as well. She's thinking, raw, 10-ounce gloves. Then I think the pups were saying, oh, don't do the fight. We was told it was 14.
Okay.
You'll be stupid
so
to go in
the
ring. Yeah, so
the family of course,
it's my duty, innit? It's
my
duty, innit?
Yeah, protect
obviously,
my family.
The mum's seeing me like a good friend to Deji and JJ.
Of course,
a
for
big
a long time.
To them.
As
a long
well.
Time, innit?
Yeah.
It's trust, innit?
From
so,
beginning.
Yeah, so you before, see, one of my things before, years ago, I thought to myself, I'll never throw in a towel in a fight.
Yeah, but.
For fuck that, you know what you're there for, give it your all. Because I wouldn't want a towel thrown on me,
no,
regardless.
Right, but that's
you. Know
what I'm saying?
Because the mum's there now, and then the sensitive part, obviously I've got love for the family.
Mm.
I thought, you know
you
what, I've got
to consider
protect
it.
And
now.
Obviously the skill level, Mayweather versus Deji, you have to protect him, innit?
You've got
to
protect the fighter.
Yeah.
You can't be Rocky. You can't be the guy. You can't be holding it and regret
he
it.
He should have just manned up and dare to be great. That's what it is.
The stoppage was the right time.
No. But obviously I spoke to Kenny before the fight. I said, look out for my fighter. He's a novice. You gotta let these people know that, innit?
Yeah, yeah. You played it right, man. You played it how it should be played.
At the end of the day, you want your fighter, your friend, to see many more days.
And be safe.
To leave the arena healthy, you know what I'm saying?
What's the point in them doing it? They're doing it for the bread, they're doing it for the check, but then Donnie can't spend the check now.
Exactly.
Or all the check he spends is on medical bills for the rest of his life to be able to maneuver. That's not what we're in it for.
No way.
When I watched the replay, I thought Kenny stepped in at the right time because it weren't going to reverse from
Then
initially watching it, I thought, he just saved him too prematurely.
Yeah.
But on the replay, I saw the legs different.
I
thought, all right.
Fight was going one way.
And Floyd was on him.
Yeah, it was on him. Whipped to the body. Of course, he don't like that.
I see one tweet. It has his face after Canelo and his face after Deji.
Yeah,
and his face is clean after
clean,
Canelo.
Clean. His face is being clean.
And I know him. He's thinking, yo.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
you thought you could do that.
The reason why I spoke to so Deji, he didn't dare to be great. I think he missed the window of opportunity to be great.
Mm.
And yeah, it would have been crazy. But yeah,
I hope at the bare minimum he gains mad confidence.
Yeah, but see, after the fight, just after the fight, when I was walking back to the changing room or in the changing room, Deji was like to me, Leon, what do you think about the fight? What do you give me? I said, listen, I said, you've done well, obviously, due to the circumstances, but you're going to regret it tomorrow. And then I saw him the next morning. He said, Leon, you're right, you know. I regret it. Because you know you had more to give.
You didn't do your best. You didn't give it your all. No.
You didn't give it your best.
You let the occasion get the better of you. Yeah. So
in life, you always want to give your best effort. Regardless of what you're doing. If you're studying, you want to give your best effort in learning and your revision, doing your dissertation and your coursework. Don't just get by and just do enough. No. You want to give your best. If you're fighting, if you're doing any sports, always give your best all the time.
Aim, A star.
Always give your best, give your all.
You don't get a C in
because you're only letting yourself down.
Cool. I've got a C.
You know what I'm saying? You're only letting yourself down.
100.
So yeah, I hope he took that away from the fight. And also now he needs to understand what it takes to be a boxer. Accountability, consistency, dedication.
Yep, accountability. You need to be very like, what's the word? Unbiased.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need to keep shit straight and plain. You can't gas yourself, you can't tell yourself. And the truth is what my dad says to me, which is a fact. If you don't do it in the gym, you won't do it on the night.
Facts.
Deji, I know he hasn't grasped that concept yet because he's thinking, well, I'll do it when I'm in there. I'll do it. No, you won't because you ain't never done it. Well, you don't know how to do it.
One of the issues was you have in to this learn. Camp, so, obviously...
It was a quick turnover.
It was a quick turnover. And, okay, it was a quick turnover, yeah. After his fight against Fousey, I said, Deji, you should go on holiday for a week. Just so it breaks the ice. Because remember, in camp is stressful.
Yeah.
So you need to fight and then clear your mind, enjoyment. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then get back to the camp. So he didn't do that. So he just went from one camp, had like a week off, then or a week and a half off, then back into another camp. There was no break. So it's this pressure building upon pressure. And then you're fighting Mayweather. So you got that pressure.
He said to me, I don't feel like I've had a chance to even take in and enjoy the Fousey win.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I know he was hoping for a break.
Yeah. And another issue was, so in this camp, obviously, he's way fit on, because he's been training with me for longer now. He's way fitter than the previous camp. So he's thinking, raw, Leon, like, you're always getting on to me and whatnot.
But I'm fit.
But I'm fit. You know what? I'm fit in sparring. I'm doing better. I'm lasting longer. I'm not getting tired in sparring. My hands are up. So in his mind, it's still an accomplishment. But I'm like, bro, you're not there yet.
Yeah, there's you're still fitter. More to go.
Of course
you're
going to be fitter. You're going to get fitter every time. But you're not there yet. I said, look at everyone else. Look at everyone's bodies now.
No, for real.
Everyone's looking like athletes now. This is the way you need to be and you can be there. I said, listen, bro. I said, if you want, you can have abs by February.
No, he could, for real. No, for real.
If you follow the nutritional advice.
Follow the Leon Wills coaching plan. Yeah.
I said, you'll have abs by February the latest. I said, if you can have that. I said, it's yours to have. But with him, he loves fried food. If it's not fried, it's not getting tried.
If it's not fried, bro, it's not getting tried.
But you know what it is, though? See, you got to have patience with some people because they're just starting to understand. You know what I'm saying?
They've never had to understand.
Their life has never forced them to understand. It's all a learning curve now. So like now I see him eating a bit more. He never used to eat no greens or vegetables.
But he's added.
So I found a replacement. I thought, okay, start having green powder juice in the morning with your fruit juice
blah blah blah.
But now he's starting to eat vegetables now. He's forcing himself. But bro,
so step by step, it's growing.
Yeah. So he's growing now. He's starting to understand what it takes and I hope he can implement it in his next camp and we see a change in Deji where he can give his best in everything he does.
Is he what? You think he's going to fight in January? Is he going to fight on Misfits?
No, he ain't going to fight in January.
No.
He's not going to fight in January. He's going to have a break. Maybe now, February,
he needs
March.
A little break. Yeah. Let him have a break. But then the thing with Deji... and not just Deji, I guess it's a character thing. Them man, sometimes you can't give them too much break, you know.
Oh yeah, course not.
They get too much break, they just settle into break.
They just settle in now.
But
since he lives in London now, you know what I'm saying?
He's with the gang, training now,
he's enjoying boxing, he's doing training 5 times a week. You know what I'm saying? He's going to a nice little habit, innit? So he knows he understands the importance of having a healthy lifestyle and training now to become part of his life. So I don't think he can go back to a point where he doesn't train no more.
That's what we want.
But he's looking better.
He looks a lot better.
Obviously, he's looking better, but he thinks he's sexy as hell. I said, bro, this is not even the final form.
But you know
what? There's nothing yet. Imagine when he gets abs. He's going to be just like his brother, top off every minute.
Listen, I ain't seen JJ with a t-shirt on in time.
Bro, every picture. Time. Bro, When Deji gets abs, it's gonna
every
be a mad
picture.
It's
gonna be a this guy's mad gonna get taxed.
He's just gonna be looking at his left, laughing.
Yeah, yeah. So he's gonna be, his DP is gonna be his abs, bro. Every thumbnail
when he gets abs, it's gonna be crazy. But if he wants it, he can get it.
If he wants
easily,
it, he can get it
easily. And the funny thing is, a lot of these fighters in the YouTube realm haven't even had to cut weight. They're fighting
never,
in their own weight class,
yeah,
they haven't
even to cut weight.
They don't even know about food rations.
Mm. No, it's true.
They don't know about
it's
that.
True.
They don't know about that.
They're going to have to. It's getting to that stage. It's getting to that stage. But again, Global Titans, I know they'll be putting on another event.
They've got money. They've got money.
They'll be putting on another event.
They got bread and they're looking to spend.
Yeah. So
they're
even
trying to get Jake in it to fight.
I know. They're trying to get Jake on it. That's like the goal, yeah. Isn't it? They try to get Jake on there. Tommy Fury.
Was
on
even begging JJ.
I'm pretty sure they were.
When
JJ
was coming out of the ring and Woodley was there, they was like, yeah, we'll put it on.
Because they just want to attract the biggest names. And they want to just quick clout it all.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? There's no building here.
Yeah.
So they don't know about gloves. They don't know about nothing. But they're just saying, you know what? We got bread. And we want to get the biggest fights on ASAP. Mm-hmm. And build up our team, Global Titans. Which is, obviously, that's their MO. But you done the right thing, obviously, because you know your MO is to look after your fighter. Your MO is to make sure things are fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Your MO is to make sure your guy's ready. So despite them not covering certain things, that's why it's important, people, that you have a good team around you. Because if you go there, no experience, don't know what's that.
Don't know.
Yeah,
it's all mad.
Man's going to get exploited.
Yeah.
And he would have got in there with the 14s. Floyd would have got in there with the 10s.
Yeah.
And that's not right.
Yeah, it's not right.
Shout out to Deji. And shout out to the event happening. And the fight actually going over the line, because we hear so many fights nowadays and it don't happen.
It's true.
So the fact it actually happened on the original date it was scheduled, we were all aware.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm. But I think they're going to get better though, this Global Titans.
They have to.
Yeah.
They have to.
See the mistakes now.
They have to.
Understand how things went to go.
Otherwise they're going
to
not like social gloves.
Yeah.
True. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because they weren't doing things right.
Yeah.
They weren't doing things right. People outside the arena can't get in the arena and all that social gloves can't get in the arena. Like madness. So you can't run them things again. It has to be better. And Misfits, which we're going to get into in a sec, in another video, they're putting these shows together. But shout out to Deji once again. You know we're always honest on the channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know we had to give you Lee's up close and personal, you know, review of what happened, because we didn't know, but luckily he's here. So like and subscribe, head to the streaming platforms. Everything is now going up on the streaming platforms. It will be up to date. Joseph is handling it. Shout out to Joseph, and we'll see you on the next episode of Rumors.
Bless my people. Gang.